You're listening to Building the Game with Rob and Jason.
It's Building the Game with Jason and Rob. For tabletop game design, you really can't go wrong. Building the game, yeah, building the game.
Hello and welcome to Building the Game, a documentary podcast. Today is Monday, July 27th, 2015. You're listening to episode 165. My name is Rob. Sitting there across from me is Mr. Jason Slingerland.
Nice, very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, round of applause there.
Yeah, probably Jason Slingerland hasn't slept in a couple days since it's just before Gen Con. So if we're gonna play funny things that aren't necessary, I found a new Siri thing.
Oh,
that
you?
Is the funniest Siri thing ever.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do this. The audience may have heard this before, but I don't care. It's mostly just for me.
Okay.
So, Siri, divide 0 by 0.
Imagine that you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
Wasn't that great?
It's great.
And you are sad that you have no friends. Do you have like a sound thing on your phone or something?
It's a fail board.
Oh,
it's a soundboard thing. I'm enjoying it. I haven't actually listened to all these yet. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, that's my new favorite. It's pretty good. Oh, that's good too. What's this?
It's over 9,000!
Yes!
That's pretty awesome.
Yes! This is the best!
Did you download this like a free
app? Yeah, it's just a free thing. I just played it the other day. What's this? Oh, okay, I get that. Yeah, this is nice.
That's what the listeners are doing right now, Rob, because they wish we were making a podcast.
All right, sorry, that's enough of that.
So, yeah.
I'll stop playing with it. It's fun, though.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, so... So
Gen Con soon.
Gen Con is soon. This is the last episode that's going to go up before we go to Gen
it's
Con.
It's like our mini Gen Con pre-show special.
It's like mini halfway or like, you know, like 40% Gen
right.
Con pre-show special.
Kind of like how we do everything, 40%, you know?
Yeah.
So
more or less.
Yeah.
Let's
go to Gen Con.
Yeah. Well, we have to do the chit-chat stuff at the beginning of the show.
Oh, let's not go to Gen Con yet. Let's pretend we're... waiting to drive to Gen Con.
Okay.
And now we're just talking about chit-chatty stuff. So that this monstrosity in my basement.
Yeah, it's
is
coming
taking
along.
Shape. Yeah.
It's coming along.
I feel like in the next 6 to 12 months, I'll be able to send a picture of the finished product. Yeah.
It's only been like...
Seven months.
Has it been 7 months?
7 months, yeah.
Holy cow, really?
So, yeah.
Since
there have been some delays, but...
I guess.
It looks really good, though, and like it. And in
it's
the
looking
end,
better,
it's
yeah.
going to be like, dang... So, yeah.
You guys, 7 months? Really,
seven
dude?
Months,
oh,
yeah.
Man, I'm sorry. I thought it was like 4.
Yeah. So, no, because the plan was to have it done before Josiah's birthday.
Yeah.
Which was in March.
March.
So, yeah. So, anyways, that's pretty sweet.
Okay. This is big. Yeah.
But it's looking good, and I'm excited about it. I can't wait till it's done so that I can put games in it and games on it and stuff in it and stuff on it. It's going to be super duper awesome.
Yeah,
like that song.
Big built-in shelves and display area.
Really cool looking.
We're talking about for the builders.
Yeah, it's gonna have lights in it. It's gonna be sweet.
Someday.
Yeah, someday. It's right.
Someday. Hey, I saw the new Terminator movie.
Oh, how was that?
It was pretty fun, actually.
Was it as good as the trailer?
You know what? I didn't watch any trailers because I had kind of resigned myself that I was like, this movie is gonna be terrible. I'm not even gonna see it.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch any trailers. I just didn't care. But then for Christine's birthday, she signed up for the, you know, the rewards program at the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
And so for her birthday, they gave her a free movie ticket and a free thing of popcorn. And she was like, well, we gotta use this. It's going to expire if we don't use it.
And you were like, Terminator Genesis.
Well, and there was nothing playing that we gave two craps about at the theater except for, and then we're like, well, I guess we kind of like Terminator stuff, I guess. I don't know. That last one was terrible, but okay, we'll give it a try. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was like genuinely funny.
Like in a good way?
Yeah.
Oh, not like... I loved the first trailer they released, it's John Connor talking to Kyle Reese, right? That's his name. And he's like, listen, he's like, going back to the time before my mom understood everything, she's fragile and she was, you know, you're going to have to take care of her and blah, blah, blah. And then like, it shows him go through the thing and like, there's a bunch of gunfire and stuff's happening. And like this bus like drives through a thing or something. Mm-hmm. And like, she opens the door and she's like, come with me if you want to live. And I was like, I'm sold on this movie because that was awesome.
And that kind of describes the whole movie, is just like, just twisting every expectation that you have.
And that's, I guess that's kind of the point, right? They kind of
change it up 100%.
Change up the franchise. And I thought, like, even from the trailers, they did a good job of explaining why Arnold is old. They're like, hey, he's a Terminator. He's been here for a long time. They age. It's skin, dude.
Yep. Yep. You know? They did a great job with that.
And the CG I heard of him young is insanely good.
It's very good. It's way better than what it was in Salvation. Because there's a young Terminator in young Arnold Terminator in the end of Salvation, which is the last movie.
Okay.
And he just kind of looked rubbery and fake. And in this one, he's really good.
That's awesome.
Really, really good.
I love that they can do that kind of stuff now.
Yeah.
I'm actually interested to see, they do the same thing, I guess, in Ant-Man with Michael Douglas.
Oh, really?
So, speaking of which, by now I've seen that. I'm going to go see that, this coming Sunday.
Is it? Okay.
So I'll have seen it by the time this is on. The reviews are really good.
Are they? I haven't seen much of anything. In fact, I haven't even watched most of the trailers.
Yeah. The reviews are fantastic. Yeah. So from a couple different sources, like saying like, wow, once again, Marvel has taken something that we thought was going to be okay and blown our expectations. They seem to do better with that, right?
Yeah. They do better with Guardians of the Galaxy,
right? You're like, Guardians of the Galaxy, it's this thing. And then you're like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Avengers. And you're like, it's all right. So...
Yeah, like the first Avengers was like, yeah, that was pretty fun. And the second one...
I still are like, IO9 likes to do this ranking thing where they like rank stuff. And they still name the first Avengers movie as probably the greatest superhero movie of our time.
I don't agree with that.
I do, because like they were the first movie to do a team superhero movie that was like, not like Guardians of the Galaxy, but like a team movie where they took a bunch of different heroes from different movies and put them together and made it jive and made it fun. And then Avengers 2 didn't really live up to that again. But it's a sequel. I mean, it's just kind of what it does. You know? I mean, Iron Man 2 is still like one of the worst Marvel movies ever made.
It's true. I still kind of enjoy that.
I liked it. Don't get me wrong. I just like, if I was leveling, like ranking them based on quality, that one is probably my least favorite one.
I think that Avengers 2 is the worst of all the new generation Marvel movies.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think it's the worst of
all. I don't
think
it's that bad. I think James Spader saves it a bit.
I don't. Not even close. No. Not even close. Not even close. No, it's a pale shadow of every other Marvel movie that they've made so far in this new MCU stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited for the new stuff coming out. I think that
Guardians
Volume 2 is going to be BA. I mean,
I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, I can't imagine it won't be awesome. I mean, basically you put Chris Pratt in front of a camera and say, be Star-Lord. And he's like...
You put Chris Pratt in front of a camera and say, just be cool.
Right. And he's and like, he will be,
I will be the coolest man on the mother freaking planet.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, because he is. Mm. Like, total man crush on that guy.
Yeah, before we talk about games, let's talk a little bit about Pluto.
Pluto, yeah.
What?
Dude.
Pluto is living large.
Pluto.
It's got a... geological activity like happening like on it now.
Yeah. Like
it's insane.
Like New Horizons has come and gone. It's what way past it, but New Horizons is a satellite that passed it.
Yeah. 16 weeks they said it'll be sending data still. That's how long it takes to download the data from 3.8 billion miles away.
Well, I read they're going to be getting information for a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah, a year and a half before they get all the information.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know how exciting that is? Like every day they go to work like, oh, what are we going to find out about now about Pluto?
Yeah. It's B.A.
Demis is it Sharon or Charon? I don't know.
It's Sharon.
I think Sharon. Yeah.
Yeah.
The images of that were beautiful too.
Were cool.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Pluto is awesome. Yeah. Super, super cool. I'm big pro Pluto.
They actually said, I'm pro Pluto. I will not vote for a candidate who's not pro Pluto. That's just the thing.
Yeah.
They actually said that, they need to do more research on it, but there actually is, there's possible evidence that Pluto and Charon are actually a binary dwarf planet system. because they're so close in size and they're barycenters, centers, which, so the barycenter is like, you pick the center of the rotation of something, right? Mm-hmm. And if the barycenter falls within a planet of something, that is a satellite of that. So for instance, the moon, its barycenter is within our planet. Someday it won't be anymore. The moon used to be way closer, and it's every year it moves back like a half mile or something like that. And eventually it's just going to be gone forever. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, we'll all be dead, but you know, and so will our children's children, but whatever. But Pluto, they actually think that the barycenter of Pluto is in Charon. Like,
no,
or close to it, right?
No, they were saying it's just outside, potentially is just outside the edge of Pluto itself. I saw a little animated GIF online the other day, and with Charon orbiting around it.
That's what it is. Okay. So it doesn't necessarily classify as a moon. And it's almost like they're possibly orbiting each other, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, which would be unprecedented, and that's just really cool.
They're both orbiting a central point, like the center of that orbit is outside the mass of Pluto itself, is what they think. Yeah.
So what's interesting is it's going to be 3 more years before they find anything else cool, like new stuff. Like, I'm obviously they're going to be seeing Pluto, but like, because until they get deeper into the cover, I think Ceres is what they're going for. Ceres is what they're going for next.
Ceres.
It's C-E-R-E-S, but
maybe it's Ceres. Anyway,
but yeah, that's what they're going for next.
Yeah.
It was funny. They showed pictures of Hydra and Nix, and I don't know if they're going to have better pictures of them, but like, I was oh, it's pixels, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, where are my big, beautiful pictures?
Come on.
You know, of a 40 kilometer piece of rock that's like a million miles away. Like, that's the best you got?
More like a billion miles away.
No, not from us. From us, it's like 4 billion miles away, but because it's Pluto is 3.8 billion, and theoretically, Hydra and Nix, they rotate a ways out. So. Yeah.
The coolest thing is that, like, I was watching a video with Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about it, and he said that, you know, the Apollo astronauts took 3 days to get to the moon. The New Horizons spacecraft is going so fast that it passed the moon in 9 hours.
I know, right?
From launch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how fast that sucker is.
The single fastest thing ever launched off our planet.
Yeah. It's crazy.
4,000.
Like, it's going to overtake Voyager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is super crazy. Because Voyager's not even in our galaxy.
Yeah.
We're not in a solar system. Sorry.
Right. Yeah. It's the first thing to go into interstellar space.
What was interesting about Voyager is they were like, it's interstellar. Oh, wait, it's not. No, it is. No, it's not. And they're like, oh, gosh. Okay. No, really, it is. What? It is. Like,
yeah. Oh, wait. It has been for a while.
Yeah. So I had to pass the heliopause, as they say, right? That's where...
the heliopause? Is that what it is?
I think that's what they call it. Yeah. It's where the effect of the sun is basically done.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Though it's the solar winds from the sun and the solar winds from the open interstellar space meets and the sun can't push any farther out.
There
right?
it is. Okay.
So that's what the heliopause is, because the winds pause from helio, which is sun.
Yeah.
So,
got it.
And this is Space with Rob and Jason.
Hey.
Hey, if you are listening to this podcast and you don't like space, turn the podcast off, because we don't like you.
Yeah. Space is rad.
Space is awesome.
Space is big
and
awesome.
And we should feel very, very fortunate that we live in a time when we are seeing all these amazing things.
But not in the time when we can actually go visit all those things.
Yeah.
That's for the future.
Some of that may never happen, man. You got to remember that.
Like, I know.
Like,
it's true.
Speed of light, probably never going to cross it. So,
yeah. Visit the moon, there's a good chance.
I hope that in our lifetime we get to visit the moon. And I bet in our kids' lifetime they will be able to visit Mars. It's my guess.
That'd be cool. I hope so. Like, tourist trips to the moon.
I think because of tourism, that's what's going to change it. Though, like, Virgin Galactic or somebody's crap keeps blowing up. They got to work on that, man.
It's SpaceX.
They're
working on the reusable vertical takeoff and lander.
Blowing your stuff up, dudes.
Well, hey, it's tough. Science and rocket. Hey, it's rocket science, Jason.
it's not rocket surgery, Rob. So, all right. Gen Con. So our plan for Gen Con is we're going to go out as normal. We're going to go out on Wednesday. And then we're going to probably hang out and play games Wednesday, pick some badges up. You had your badge sent? Did your wife have her badge sent?
We got to go to Will Call to get Christine's badge.
Okay. Yeah. Always for you, someone freaking needs a badge from Will Call. Yeah. It's you or her. It's us waiting in line is what it is. So,
well, you don't have to wait in line. Oh, actually, you do, because you need to get tickets.
Tickets for Flip. Thanks for that.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah. So anyways, Thursday, we will probably hit the vendor hall right away, because That's what we do.
Because that's what we do.
We won't be one of the people running in, because that's not what we do.
Nope.
And we don't want anything that bad. In fact, I don't even know what I want at Gen Con this year.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Neither one of us... I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard of any excitement, and neither one of us has done any research.
Right.
Like, I feel like this year there's not... Maybe I'm just out of touch. That very well could be. But I feel like I haven't really heard of any buzz or any excitement pre-show.
I did hear about a couple other people say the same thing. Like, I haven't heard much about what's coming out of Gen Con. You know, I told you, you said, I don't want to buy too many games. I said, honestly, all I want is there's a guy who does woodcrafting there who makes coffee mugs and other things. But I like the coffee mugs. And I bought a couple years ago a coffee mug from him. It was like $50, but it's hand-carved. And it was the best choice I've ever made at Gen Con. And he makes these ones that look like beer barrels. So I'm hoping to get one of those for home. I don't want to use that for work because I feel like it's not really appropriate to have a beer barrel coffee mug. But anyway, so yeah, so that's my plan. I really hope he's there because I need a coffee mug for home. And I would like that to be my coffee mug for home.
Sure.
Beyond that, I don't plan on... I'll probably try and find something for the kids. Beyond that, I'm not really... I'm sure I'll buy a game or two if I find something small that looks fun. Or if Chris Kopak friggin' brings a game and then he's like, this game's amazing. And then I play it. I'm like, dang it, Chris. And then I go buy the game because that's what happened to me last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bought two games because I played them with him and I was like, these games are so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So I don't have anything. I don't know of any one single game that I'm like, oh, I totally want to see what that's all about. Nope. Not a single one. And maybe. Hopefully, we're recording this early, in the next week and a half before we actually leave, I'll do some digging. I'll look at BGG and I'll see if I can find something, some kind of a list of games that are coming out. But the problem that we had last year is that a lot of the games, the preview list was not about games that are being released, but games that were like available for playtesting.
I don't care about that.
I don't care about that. No. You know, if I can't buy the game, don't waste my time with it right now. Unless I'm hanging out with other designers that I know that I'm friends with.
Right.
You know, that stuff in the Unpub stuff. But
somebody was complaining online about how like publishers like successfully kickstart a game like in July. And then they demo it at Gen Con. They're like, really? Like,
yeah.
Thanks. Like, it's too late for me to get it now. I have to wait for market. Thanks for that.
Yeah, that's frustrating. Yeah. So anyway, let's go through the schedule. So like you said, Wednesday, we'll probably get there about 3-ish is our plan. And check into the hotel, go to Will Call, find some food, find some dinner, try and hook up with some friends and play some games Wednesday night.
My goal... at least one time at Gen Con is to play Las Vegas with Kopak and you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so fun. It's become a tradition.
It's
so
bonkers. Fun. It's bonkers. It's a great game.
Everybody gets so mad at each other. It's so great.
It's a great game. So we need to do that on Wednesday. So Thursday, when the hall opens, we'll probably spend most of the day just cruising through the hall and looking at stuff.
Yeah, wandering around.
That's kind of our main hall day. Yep. And I don't know what's going on Wednesday night or Thursday night. We'll just wait and see what happens.
Probably maybe some playtesting.
Maybe some playtesting. Yeah, I'm sure, like, you know, we know Unpub stuff will be going on every night.
Yep.
So then Thursday, once again, or I'm sorry, Friday, once again, we don't have any events on Friday.
Nope. We'll probably cruise the vendor hall again, try and play some games, try and hang with some friends. And then at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock on Friday.
That was your cue to talk about what we're going to do.
It's at 2 o'clock.
Okay. At 2 o'clock on Friday.
2 o'clock on Friday. We got tickets to play the Star Trek VCR board game with Flip Flory from Flip the Table.
Yeah. Flip's a pal of ours and we're super excited. He sent me a message today on Facebook.
Oh, did he?
Dude, thank you for signing up. I'm super excited to play with you guys. So
yeah.
That'll be fun. We're really excited about
that. Yeah, that's going to be a blast. I'm excited. We've talked with Flip and the Flip the Table guys quite a bit, but it's going to be our first time meeting any of them in person. So Flip, very much looking forward to seeing you. Hopefully we can grab beer or grab some food and hang out and play some other stuff together. So maybe some good games, not just the silly VCR.
And I hope you can make us some balloon animals.
No obligation.
No obligation. I kind of want one of my face.
And what's great is that when you go in the Gen Con event schedule and you search for VCR, he's got a monopoly on that.
Yeah, he's the only one that comes up. You search for building the game, you're going to be looking for a while. You search for VCR, one game.
One result.
Yeah.
Flip. Yeah. Star Trek VCR. So we're going to experience Beege.
The Beege.
And it's funny, he texted me the other day saying, hey, you know, what do you guys got going on, and he suggested that we sign up for that. And so I emailed you and my wife and I said, hey, you guys want to do this? And Christine replied, she's like, I don't really care about Star Trek. So maybe I'll do something else. And I said, you know what? That's fine. If you want to do something else, that's okay. You don't have to know anything about Star Trek. We're really just playing this because we want to hang out with Flip.
It's a crappy VCR game. It's meant to be fun.
This is the point of this. Flip the table. The point of their show is to play bad games because it's funny. That's all we expect from this. So it's, but if you don't want to do it, that's fine. You don't have to.
She was like, oh no, sign me up.
For okay, that. Well, that sounds good. Yeah. So, so 2 o'clock, 2 to 4 on Friday is the plan for that.
Yep. And one thing to note is wherever you can find us, we will have copies of our game.
BTG CCG.
We know that it's coming because you got confirmation couple days before we recorded this. So mm-hmm. that's great because we know we'll have it in time.
We're going to have 20 copies of the Jason deck and 20 copies of the Rob deck to give away. So you have to come find us. You have to ask for it. Yep. We can't offer it. You have to ask for it.
So, and if you're thinking, hey, I'm coming to the thing on Saturday, I'll try and get it there, I would try and find us before then because
I
don't know that we'll give them all away.
I don't know.
But we could. So you should really think about that before you wait.
There's a chance that we will give them all away before then.
But
so,
we're not going to be offering it to anyone. You have to ask.
You have to ask. That's part of the deal there.
And that's just because we have a limited amount. We want the people who really want it to get it. So, and I think that's fair.
Yeah.
So Saturday's the big day.
Saturday is the biggest of the big.
So Saturday, we have 1 p.m. Normally mm-hmm. it's at 2. This year it's at 1. Mm-hmm. We have our Building the Game live show.
Building the Game live. We are going to... we have a 2-hour time slot?
2-hour time slot.
2-hour time slot.
1 to 3.
1 to 3. That's in the Crown Plaza Hotel, Grand Central Ballroom, A-B. I think it's like two rooms that are normally divided.
Yep, but they're going to put them together because our show is so big.
Right.
The number for that is SEM1576943. That's SEM1576943.
Yep. Come and join us. Hang out with us.
Get tickets to it ahead of time.
Yeah. If you guys can get tickets, we would really appreciate that. That'll just kind of like help us get an idea of how many people are going to show up.
We're hoping to have a few prizes there. I don't know what yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a couple ideas of some things I plan on bringing. So,
but P.S., you can still just show up. We're not going to be collecting tickets.
No.
So if you don't want to get a ticket up front, I don't care. Just show up and come in, and we will have a good time.
If you try and give me a ticket, I will throw it in your face.
Yeah.
No, I won't. But I'll say, no thanks. I don't really care.
I don't need that.
And they'll be like, don't you turn these in? You're kind of be like, not rebels like us.
No, we're too cool for that.
So, And 5 p.m. Everything goes crazy.
Oh, man.
Of the Iron Design Contest.
It's going to be so crazy.
The official title is the second annual, because the first one didn't suck, BTG Iron Design Contest. So this year we've got two designers. We have Mr. Jason Tagmeyer and Mr. Joshua J. Mills.
Yeah.
And they are gonna have a really hard time. We've amped up the terribleness for them this year. It's gonna be really hard.
It's gonna be a hardcore knockdown, drag out, fight to the death.
Yes. Where both of them still live at the end.
1 minute, 2 men enter, 1 man leaves.
Except for the other one will leave slightly after
that. Well, you know. Actually maybe at the same time. Depends on how it
goes. We have some great stuff you're gonna get for winning this. And by great stuff I mean not really. But it's a matter of pride, and you just ask Ben Pinchback. That's like on his resume now.
Mm-hmm.
First annual BTG Iron Design Champion.
And we have 3 judges this year.
3 judges.
Last week we announced our two primary judges.
Yep.
They are Andy Lennox and the glorious T.C. Petty III.
Glorious isn't, but that you're talking about his hair.
Yes,
so.
It is a beautiful thing. But our grand marshal, our head judge, the king of judging this year, is are you ready?
I get tingly, you get just
tingly,
about
just
it.
Chills. Oh man,
say it.
Who is it?
You want to say it?
You say it.
It's Bruno Cathala.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. I don't know why he said yes, but he did.
He did.
He was really excited about it.
He has no idea what he's about to get himself into.
So I feel like we're punking him, but we're not trying to.
No, the point is to punk Josh and Jason.
My hope is
not
this.
The judge.
My hope is this, that if nothing else, he'll just assume it's a language thing and he doesn't understand and that it's more legit than it is. The first thing he said to me was, I'm a little concerned about the language barrier. And I said, you trust me. You'll be fine. Can you hold your right hand up or your left hand up to vote? He'll be fine. So he's hard to schedule. So we had a hard time scheduling because he's so busy.
That's why it ended up being a little early.
Right. That's why it ended up being a little earlier, but it's worth it to have him there.
Yeah.
Um, I, I hope he stays till the end. That's my biggest fear, is he's going to leave because he's not going to think it's funny. I was saying to Rob, next year we should get like an American designer who understands that we're just
gets
idiots.
The joke.
I mean, you know, it's, so it's cool though. I think yeah. I hope he has a lot of fun with it. He, you know, is somebody who I very much look up to as a designer.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've known this for like a couple months now and I haven't been able to say anything. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But we're super excited about it. So if somehow he's not there, we're really sorry, but he should be. Like, in case something goes drastically wrong,
right.
We'll find a stand-in judge. But yeah, he's been really gracious to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And we've worked on his schedule to try and make it easier for him because he's got a lot of demos to do and he's got a lot of dinners he has to go to with publishers. I mean, he's in demand, you know?
Yeah.
We're just very thankful to have him for the time we're going to have him. I mean, heck, the trophy's named after him, right?
Right, so, the Iron Bruno.
So yeah. So the good news is that's going to be awesome. So how is that going to work? It's going to be 7 rounds again, just like it was last
yep.
time. Some of the rounds will be very familiar with new topics and things, but they'll still be the same type of rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the rounds will be very different. The one thing I can promise is that it will get drastically worse as we go, just like it did the first time.
Yep.
So that's kind of how it rolls.
Yep.
The first time, though, it was a little bit to trick the designers. The designers are like, oh, we're pitching a game. Oh, we're talking about mechanics. Mm-hmm. Oh, why are we rapping?
Yeah.
So now we're dancing. So anyways, so yeah, there's going to be a lot of crazy stuff going on this year again. But yeah, I'm super excited about it. I'm super excited. And the two contestants are going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I sent Joshua J. Mills the video because he mm-hmm. didn't see it. Tagmeyer was actually there live watching it last year. And his only response was, super glad I took those improv classes. So, which is,
yeah.
Coming in handy, dude.
Yeah,
coming in
good,
handy.
Yeah, good job. Way to prep.
So yeah. And again, I mentioned before, Ben Pinchback has helped us design the kind of the experience this time. He came up with round three was all him, and I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he's going to help with that is pretty cool because he was the champion last year. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and he respected that he was the champion. Like, he carried that big trophy around
with
him, like, a lot.
He got it.
Yeah, he was like, I get it.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting.
So, we're thrilled about that. So, yeah, that's going to be Saturday at 5. Did you read off the game ID for that?
No, I did not. I've got it right here, though. It is SEM1582925. That's SEM1582925. 2925.
Okay.
And the event is being held, pulling that up right now.
Also in the Crown Plaza, I believe.
In the Crown Plaza, but in a different place. It's being held in the Crown Plaza, but I think in Pennsylvania Station B. Pennsylvania Station B. It is a crappy room. It will be a space we are going to reorganize when we get there to make it more mm-hmm. effective for the physicality of this competition.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. The only thing that we promise is that it will be dumb.
Yes.
It'll be really, really stupid.
I think we can promise it'll also be entertaining.
All right. It'll be entertaining because it's so dumb.
Right.
Right.
And maybe because Bruno Cathala will get up and leave.
I don't think he'll do that.
No.
He's a nice guy.
He'll just be like, Americans, I must not get the humor.
Yeah. So, anyway. So that's planned. So then that's it for Saturday. And then Sunday, I don't know, man, whatever. We'll do whatever.
At some point Sunday, Rob's going to be posting the show from Saturday.
At some point, I'll be doing that. And that's fine.
I would look for Chris Kopak has been nice enough to agree to record the Iron Design Contest again, video record that.
Yep.
So once again, that will be posted. Mm-hmm. He'll probably post that, I would say, by Sunday. I think he posted it on Saturday last time, so which was awesome because mm-hmm. people could see it right away. So we're pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got for that. I'm Gen Con this year. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah. In terms of what we're going to be bringing to play. So obviously Jason's going to have Gunslinging Ramblers with him.
If you are a publisher and you're looking seriously considering publishing a game, I would suggest Gunslinging Ramblers.
There you go.
It's been around the block, but it's still got some miles left in it. It'd be
it's a good
fun.
Game.
So it's
game.
Ready to go.
It's
that's the good
time.
News.
Yeah.
It's ready to go.
Ready
it
to
even
go.
Has really fancy artwork.
Right. Just
that,
on deck.
That I own. So, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
So it's a no-brainer.
Also, I plan on having Mushmushi with me.
Yep.
Not that I think anyone's going to buy that. And I'm hoping to have a rough copy of Fish Delish with me.
Okay.
So that's kind of my whole thing. I'll probably bring some random other prototypes because people are always asking us to see like a specific prototype that we didn't bring.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, and obviously I will have Slim Tycoon with me to do lots and lots and lots and lots more playtesting on. So if you want to play Slim Tycoon, just find me and say so. I will have Card Game Simulator, the card game, with me because why the heck not? Because
it's so fun. That's why.
Because it's fun. Yeah, I enjoy that. I might as well bring a copy of Finish It. Yeah. You know.
Monster
I will go ahead and bring my prototype of Monster Fight.
I just
want to
play it again.
Sure, okay.
I just want to play it again, jerk.
I'll bring my copy of Monster Fight. I don't really know what to do with that one.
This is what I feel like you do. What? You make a solid prototype, and I play it. I'm like, this is fun. And you're like, yeah. And then you're just like, and you throw it away. Like, yeah,
well,
I don't understand that.
So I'll bring that with me, too. No reason not to. It's ready to go. Ben wants me, really wants me to bring Aftermath. So if I have some time before the show, I will put together a copy of Aftermath, which I pitched and designed a whole game and made boards and ordered cards and never actually played the darn thing.
It's sounds
been,
like you.
Been a long time. So, yeah. So if I have time to get that put back together, then I will certainly bring that as well. Yeah. And if you guys want us to bring anything else, make sure you tweet us and email us and tell us what you want us to bring.
We'll certainly bring stuff. Okay. Now I need to pitch a game. So last week we got a pitch challenge.
Oh man, I forgot.
Kevin Udy. And Kevin Udy said, hey guys, I want you to pitch a game about frickin' auto polo. Like water polo, but with cars. Model T's is what they used. And I pitched a game last week that was amazing. It involved flicking dice with cards and no board when there should have been a board. So Rob's about to design a game on the fly.
Oh.
You've got like 10 minutes and then we're out of time, so make it quick.
Are we really
no,
we talking that long?
I'm just making that stuff up. We did talk for a long time beforehand about...
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so you went down the road of actually moving a representation of a ball around a game field. It's not a board, but it was the tabletop, right?
Tabletop. Open tabletop field.
Right, so... I don't want to do that. I don't want to.
It wouldn't have a board. Boards are cool.
Don't want to do that. I want to be. Okay. So the core concepts of auto polo. Okay, are that you have. Think of it like soccer, right? So you have a goal at either end of a field. And you have one ball, and you have players on each side. And do we know for sure? You said there were five players on each side.
I made that up, though, for mine.
Okay, so I'm going to say, let's say there are three.
I wanted 10 cars driving around because it sounded dangerous with dudes running around.
Super dangerous. I'm going to simplify. I'm going to say three. Okay, so I'm going to have three players on each side, and one ball, and the person on the right wants to get the ball into the goal on the left, and the person on the left wants to get the ball into the goal on the right. You know what? I want this to be a 3-on-3 game. This is a 6-player game.
Whoa!
This can only be played with 6 players.
That's the best way to make a game for people to play.
Yeah. And you know what? I guess it could be scalable. You could
I think 6 players. You said it. I think we should go with that.
Well, I'd like to do that. So it's either got to be 2. I think it's got to be 2 or 6.
It's a bad choice. I think 6 is a stronger option. It'll kill on Kickstarter.
Well, all right. We'll work on 6 and see how it goes. Okay. So 6 players. Okay. And you are moving. You need to get the ball to the goal. So there has to be some kind of way to track the position of the ball. And I'm not even, I don't even want to, I want to think one dimensionally here, you know, just a straight line.
Sounds like you.
Love you, man.
I try.
I want to think one, I want the ball to just be on a straight line track. It's either close to that side or close to that side, right? So I don't want it to be a two-dimensional plane, just a straight line. The ball is there or it's there, you know, whatever. Okay. This is tough.
I know.
This is really hard.
Thanks, Kevin Udy.
Yeah. So I need to... Okay. All right. Okay. Every player has a dice pool, okay? And the dice pool represents how much gas you have.
Oh,
in your
okay.
vehicle.
Interesting.
All right. So let's say every player has five. Let's say they have six D10s. Okay, every player has six D10s. So that's a total of 60 points of gasoline.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Okay, all right. So, when you run out of gas, you are out of gas, and that's it. You're done. Okay, so you have a dice pool. And what you can, maybe I have to open this up to a 2D plane. Maybe I have to do that.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm working on this here. I'm working on, so we have dice pools. So this requires a lot of D10s to play. I guess because everybody's going to take their turn one at a time. So, I mean, you could probably get it done with just six D10s. It'd be more fun if everybody had their own six in different colors.
I agree.
That'd be more fun.
I mean, this is a 6-player game that's going to cost $1 million. I think that's cool.
Yeah. So, okay. So, okay. So then this has to be a grid. This has to be a gridded experience. So a bunch of squares. Can I make this a hex grid?
I give you permission.
I think I can make this. Now we'll start with squares. Okay. So this has to have a game board then. It's got to have a game board and it's got a hex grid or, and it's got a square grid on the table. It's a rectangular. It's the pitch, right? You're playing on the pitch.
Of course.
It's the soccer pitch.
That's where you practice.
Yeah. Okay.
Practice the pitch.
Right. 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 So every player has a little plastic car. Okay, and the car represents their position. And there are offense and defense. At any given time, okay, so there's, you know, it's like a soccer field, right? There's the left side and there's the right side, and then there's like interim lines. And some players can only go so far across the board, right? You're stuck in different areas, just like mm-hmm. in a game of soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the rules of polo, so I'm defaulting to soccer.
It's the same sport, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't care.
I'm confident it's not.
Yeah, close enough.
Can you imagine riding horses while playing soccer? That seems like a bad idea.
You know, maybe it is the same game. It's just that one's you're running and the other one you're riding a horse.
You also have sticks.
Sticks. Well, because you can't reach down and kick the ball while you're on a horseback.
If you had really long arms, you could.
That's true.
Reed Richards. He would be great at hand...
At horse hand soccer. Horse
soccer.
Yeah. That's good. So, okay. So, there are starting positions, and the ball starts in the center, in that center circle, the center of the pitch. And you know, I don't think you're actually moving in squares. I think there's points. It's like a grid of points, and you're moving point to point. Anyway, that's beside the point. I'm just trying to visualize this here. And so on your turn, basically you have your own little player board, and there's probably room on the actual game board to track that. But you have your 60 points of gasoline to spend, and you decide on your turn how many dice from your pool you want to roll, right? And however many you roll is how many. Whatever that result is how many points of gas you spend on that move. Okay.
Okay.
And I think there's three periods in a game.
Okay.
Okay. That's hockey. At the start of every period, you can refuel, right? So you've got
two periods in hockey. Is there really three?
Aren't there three?
Hockey's so weird.
I'm bad at the sporting.
I don't know anything about sports. There's nine innings in baseball, or is it seven? It's nine. I don't know.
There's nine.
Are there?
Yeah.
In Little League, I think there's seven.
There could be. They have the seventh inning stretch, and then they all go home.
You know what? Baseball is super boring, just so you know.
I went to Tigers game recently. That was actually pretty fun.
This is, you know how boring baseball is? Do you know why baseball players in the outfield chew sunflower seeds?
No, why do baseball players in the outfield and baseball chew sunflower seeds?
Because the game is so boring, the players need a snack to keep themselves awake. That's not a very good rim shot.
It's not. It's over 9,000! That helps.
It does, yeah. So.
Anyway, okay. So however many dice you roll, whatever your result is, that's how many points of gasoline you spend, right? And if you once you spend 10 points of gasoline, then you can only roll maximum of five dice in your next turn.
Okay.
Okay. And then as you count down, and if you run out of gas, then you're out of that period. Of the game. Okay.
Maybe now, your mallet man could run around dangerously.
Yeah. Now, how hard you hit the ball And you have to ram your car into the ball, okay? And how far the ball goes depends on how many points of gasoline or how many spaces you move. Because 1 point of gas equals moving one space.
Okay.
And how hard you how far that ball goes when you hit it depends on how many points of gasoline or how many spaces you move hitting up to it. So the ball will always move 50% of the distance that you travel to reach the ball. Because okay. It's a heavy ball, a lot of friction.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. And then it always, because it's a grid, you can, let's say hex grid probably would work fine then. So you can only come at it from one straight direction, and it's always going to move in the opposite direction from you. That said, though, other cars could be in the way and they could block. And then players are going to have cards that they can use to either catch the ball or knock the ball back the way it came or deflect it, you know, ricochet different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So each period, a period ends after 2 points are scored. Okay. So,
or after everyone runs out of gas.
Right. So after the end of first period, 2 points, and it could be that one team scores both points or that each team scores 1 point. And then the period's over.
Or that everyone runs out of gas,
right. That's how that goes. And so you play three periods, and at the end of three periods, whoever highest score wins, or if there's a tie, you play one more period. And that's...
Sudden death, right?
Sudden death, and...
First score wins.
And if no one score... Or yeah, first score wins, or if everyone runs out of gas versus whoever's last man standing wins. Because then they can basically just walk it into the goal.
Right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So there you go. That's Auto Polo better.
That is a super non-complex game, and I still don't understand how to play it. So way to go on that pitch there, man. Your hex, no dots, no squares,
It's hex, right? You know, and so everyone goes around the table taking turns, you know?
Totally makes sense.
You could play whoever's closest to the ball takes their turn first at the after all six go.
That would make sense.
Right. And so then it's like golf, except it's closest to the ball, not closest to the hole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Take
okay.
their turn
that
first.
Was great, man.
I actually don't mind that.
It's not bad.
I'm not going to make that game, but I don't mind that pitch. I think it's okay. I think it's okay. I think also you could speed past the ball and hit it. I think that would also be a card power that you'd have, where you, instead of running into the ball, you could drive past the ball in a space, and you could choose to send the ball off in a different direction, because that's how you pass it and whack it with your mallet.
Yeah.
Instead of ramming it.
Right.
I think there's opportunity for some different moves and techniques and things like that. Yeah. You know, you can ram other cars and they could lose gas.
Right.
Gas damage are kind of interchangeable.
Yeah, that
you know,
makes sense.
Yeah. Stats. So you don't have to keep track of a lot of stats.
I think all the cars should have cow catchers in the front of them.
Sure. Right. They should just also then have cows stuck to the back tie, like just a cow lashed to the back of the car.
It's a great plan.
Yeah.
It's not really fuel efficient.
Maybe the cars are being driven by cows.
Hey, so maybe you could come to Gen Con and see us, and maybe this pitch could end. No, seriously, listeners, come to Gen Con and see us. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Gen Con is going to be a blast. We're real excited about it. It's a blast every year, right? And every year it's different than the year before. And it's a good time. We're looking forward to it. We've been looking forward to it since Gen Con last year, frankly.
It's true, yeah.
And I think it's just going to be a good time. It's going to be crazy. We're going to have fun. Sounds like we haven't really talked about this a lot, but it sounds like we're not going to try and do our recording in our room at night. We didn't do that last year, and, we couldn't really get the interest that we'd hoped for.
Yeah.
For it. So we're not going to do that this time. But we'll certainly have our handheld recorder, and we'll try and meet up with people and chat however we can, whenever the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm pretty excited.
Best way to find out where we are at any given time is to tweet us. Tweet Jason at J.A. Slingerlin. Tweet me at poorly_designed.
You can tweet the podcast too. I got it on my phone.
Yeah. Tweet the podcast too at podcastbtg. Find out where if you want to meet up with us, tweet us, find out where we are and hang out. We'll be trying to tweet all of as much as possible while we're there. You know, internet service, phone connections at the convention center is always a little touchy, but we'll do our best. And yeah, and we're looking forward to it. And so yeah, next week you'll be listening to the live show that we recorded. Hopefully I don't have any trouble editing it and getting it up. Past years it's been fine. Yep. Worst case scenario, it'll go up on the Monday after we get back.
Right. Which is still on time.
It's just still on time technically. But so if I can't edit it at the show, I'll certainly try and do it as soon as we get home on Sunday night. But yeah, look forward to that. We certainly are. And that's enough, huh?
That's enough.
Okay. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you guys at Gen Con. If you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to buildinggamepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at podcastbtg. I already went through all that. Call our Google Voice number at 770-TEL-BTG. Make sure you tweet, use the hashtag BTG questions, or tell horrible rumors about us using the hashtag BTG rumors.
Yes, do it. Win prizes.
Like us on Facebook, give us a 5-star review on iTunes, go to the website buildinggamepodcast.com, buy Water Balloon Washout, buy Finish It, buy the Rumpelbum Academy for Bug-Based Baking, and that's all for tonight.
Good night.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast. Next time on Building the Game.
Oh, wait. Before we do that, I want to get one more record from this here.
It's over 9,000!
All right, that's enough.